It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show better than being vertically challenged. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Number to call in, 845-986-8844, 845-986-8844. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix. Hi, Pip, you radio icon. Joe will be here as Joe does when Joe wants to be here. Yeah, no, I like to put it all on him. I like.
There are no outside influences on why he's getting here.
We agree. We agree. Laziness. Laziness!
No.
He's a slacker.
Come on, I just burst in the door myself.
And what an entrance. On the show, one of our favorite, maybe our favorite annual show.
Yeah.
I like doing it. The annual April Fool's Biggest Fool of the Year Countdown. Love it. Nice. Love it. Now, as usual, I am the defending champion of this particular thing.
Yes,
but as a change of pace, as far as these countdowns go, Pip is the defending champion because you won Love Fails.
I can't believe it. I'm very pleased with myself.
As well you should be. I will tell you this much, lady. When you won Love Fails, you were gainfully employed. Now you are not, so I am expecting even more from you. I am going to see if you can keep your streak alive, or if the belt shall once again come home to Papa Joe. Nah, not gonna happen. But
I don't know either.
Didn't feel great about it.
No, I. You know what? I'll tell you right straight up. The one that is the most challenging for me is the sports one because I really don't care about a lot of sports.
Is your mic on?
Isn't it? Maybe not.
Hold on, let me do that again.
Oh,
the
tapper. Hello? Well, yeah.
Okay, it's on. I'm sorry. I just didn't see it on. I apologize.
That's okay. I mean, usually when I'm yapping, I see the little lights light up here on the board, but they're not doing that, so can you guys hear me?
What's going on with this?
Yeah, I don't know. There's all kinds of bells and whistles on this board, and I'm afraid to touch any of them.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. So, Jasper says she can barely hear me. I will yell for the rest of the show. No, I'm not going to do that. But this, all right. Well, we're
having technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Now you're showing up.
Now I show up. Okay, that must have been whatever it was.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's got to be. Trucker Tom says, speaking to the big end, Pip. Yeah, that's what you said last night.
Yeah, now you're showing up nicely.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
So
yeah.
Pip was saying she has trouble with the sports ones.
Yeah.
But you know, Pip, here's the thing. You don't have to be a sports fan to use Google, stupid.
No, I know. But to figure out search terms that are going to give me what I want, yeah.
Tom Brady's cock.
A little. That's not what I want. But it's a little difficult, so
right.
We'll see.
We all have our crosses to bear.
Yeah, we do.
So, and of course, we'll do some Ann Jackson. So,
yes.
Fun show, fun stuff. Anything exciting and new in the world of Pip?
Well, I see that I have something in common with our friend Trucker Tom. We've both been having hospital visits.
Oh, sorry for both of you.
Well, we're both getting tests for things, and so...
I would say you're both gay. I should probably go tomorrow for my test. I got the prescription. I didn't go. So maybe we'll all have something in common.
Wait a minute. What do you have to have a test for?
You know, the blood work. The physical I talked about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nothing mage. What's going on with you kids?
No, well, mine is due to my tipping over at work when I had work.
Yeah, but now without work, I don't think it's a concern. You could tip as you please.
Well, I
fall where you may, child.
I think they want to know why I tipped over.
Because you're uneven.
Yes, this has always been true. But I've been trying to, like, squat so that my center of gravity is lower.
You're the human squatty potty.
So I went to a neurologist, a cardiologist, and they said, oh, go have these tests done. So, you know, you get on the phone, you have to get pre-authorization, blah, blah, blah. You know, the software system that... A lot of the doctor's offices in this particular hospital, they're all supposed to be on the same system so that they can send prescriptions.
I hope the software system is better than the Boeing system. I'd hate for you to tilt nose down and crash.
I know. Well, let's hope that the prior crew gives instruction instead of just keeping it to themselves. Hey, you know, we had this like hurtling towards the earth problem. You might want to like know about it and what to do.
Well, you know, usually after the puff of smoke and the flames, you have an idea something's wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, the stench of burning bodies, it does, gives it away.
Barbecue. Love it. All right, so when the test is when?
I had one today.
Oh, okay.
And I have another one tomorrow.
Was it good?
Well, that was part of what I was going to say. It was the simplest test. It was, it's called a carotid duplex. And basically,
I didn't know you were building affordable housing.
Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking. It sounds like some kind of housing.
And now I want to fucking smack my brain for being on your wavelength.
I know. That's not a good sign.
No.
But it's basically they take, it's kind of like a gel roll-on deodorant kind of thing and just roll it on the side of your neck.
That's interesting.
And then they just want to see how the blood flow is going. Oh. And it makes this quack, 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 quack
noise. Like that's the only thing on you that makes that noise.
Well, I asked if it was a boy or a girl, and they, I guess they hear that a lot.
You're trying for a joke?
Huddla.
Yeah. Well, get it out of your system.
I know.
Hope you handed out some business cards in our demo CD.
While it's on the table, yes.
Sure.
But, I mean, it was the simplest thing. You lie down, you're comfy, they're just basically rolling a little roll-on your neck. It doesn't hurt. It's like no pressure at all. But what struck me was, I mean, of all the tests you could ever have, this is probably the simplest thing, was how courteous the woman was being and being, okay, this gel is a little cold. And I'm like, it was nothing. And then she's rolling it and she's like, I might have to apply a little pressure. Let me know if that hurts. And I'm like, it's nothing. And I'm thinking, what kind of whiners do they get in here that she has to felt the need to...
Jews.
Thank you. I'm done. Thank you for answering my question.
That's what I'm here for. I answer the difficult questions with even worse answers.
Oh, this hurts. Stop pressing. Oh, it's so cool.
So you know Jews.
I've been acquainted.
I'm sure now we'll get letters from Jews.
I know, right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jews. But the thing was that I just thought, I know that, you know, a lot of times when people are getting tests done and everything, they're in pain or whatever. But
well, they're also scared.
Or scared, but this is the simplest, most benign thing ever.
Listen, my mom, my mom is like always nervous. She's got a procedure on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time she goes under, like, anesthesia,
yeah.
It's like, in case it doesn't go well, this is what you need to know. The checklist. I got to be honest. Every time I tune out, I don't pay attention at all.
You don't pay attention to the checklist anymore?
No, I don't know, and I know nothing about it.
But tell her to write it down, for God's sake.
I go email it to me.
Really? If this checklist is so important that the moment you're going under, you're like babbling about it, you should have it written down somewhere.
It's like, you know, this is where these valuables are. I want you to do this.
Write it down.
I can't. I'm just not interested. Which makes me a horrible person, which I admit.
I bought a fabulous book, and I know this sounds morose, but it's a book called I'm Dead, Now What? And it's a little book that walks you through. It's kind of like a baby book, but for yourself after your dad. And you write down all the...
I got to tell you, I don't want to be bogged down with literature after I die. I would think I want to frolic in some clouds, maybe see some folks.
Well, it's not
maybe.
For you.
Well, you just said it's for you when you die.
Yeah, it's for the people that are still living.
Oh, that's not what you said.
Oh, well,
it's... You made not... it sound like I had homework to do.
I
fuck, I just get hit by a truck like Jennifer Green, and now I got to read this shit.
And I always picture in The Devil Wears Prada, the scene where the girl gets hit by a car, and all these scarves fly up in the air.
That's how you're going to go out?
That's how I picture
you and Steven
Jennifer
Tyler.
Green.
You and Steven Tyler, just a flurry. That's a great way to go. Those will be my final words. Ooh, ow, ow, ow.
So I think that this book was pretty good because it just gives you a guideline. Write all the stuff down that you are prompted to blurt when you're going under anesthesia.
She's going under on Thursday. It's the same fucking thing every time.
Well, it's like write it down today.
Well, there was a new edition, which I won't talk about, but there was a new. I'm like, I don't even know if that's legal. I can't talk about
it. Okay.
Because I don't know if it's legal.
Oh, my
and
God.
They might be listening.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
So when do you get your result?
Oh, a couple days.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really concerned about it.
Have you been tipping over still?
No.
Oh,
no,
good.
It was just the one. I do occasionally get a little lightheaded, but, not to the point where I'm like, okay, pull over to the side of the road or anything.
So they just want to make sure all your arteries are flowing nicely?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And tomorrow is the exciting one. It's the brain MRI.
Oh, so you're going with Joe Head. They're going to write for the ass.
Yeah. They're going to stick the pipe right up.
We seem to have a theme these last couple of shows.
I know. No, I'm not going to get anything up the ass.
They're checking the brain. I know how much you look forward to that.
They're checking the brain. I know. I love it up the ass.
Why? When they could just interview like me. I don't understand. I could tell them everything they need to know.
Your stuff is all anecdotal.
No. Firsthand, recorded, live on audio. It's not anecdotal at all.
Well, it's not scientific.
I think I work in a scientific way.
It's subjective.
I use the scientific method.
Okay, if you think so.
Sure, we talk about your hypotenuse.
Yeah, I know, and we talk about it too much for the listeners, yes. I'm sure.
All right, so when do you find out?
A couple days from that.
All
you
right,
know.
So they'll
tell me if I have a brain or not.
No.
Or if part of it's melted.
Again, they could have asked me.
They're big holes
all right, so, you
from
know,
all the meth.
Should come out good.
Yeah, I'm not expecting. See, I think this
is... What
are
they looking for?
Whatever would make me go tilt and go boom. I don't...
Big black cock.
Oh, boom.
Yeah. Head down, ass up. It's the way we like you, Pip.
Awesome. I think that they're just erring on the side of caution.
That's good.
And I'm a woman of a certain age.
Old. That's the age.
Thank you.
Actually,
thank
what
you.
Are you, 53?
No, 54.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you wear it well. You look very young.
Thank you.
You do.
I am actually told that. I tend to think it's more my behavior and the way I
dress.
No,
that's immature. That's different, dear.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with age.
Oh, yeah. Well,
No, you wear 54 well.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And you know I would not compliment you normally.
No, I know that. So
but I say it sincerely. You don't have any wrinkles. You're well-preserved. You are actually as well-preserved as black people. Black people are always well-preserved.
Well, white don't crack.
No, white cracks like a lot. See, but you don't get a lot of sun.
Alabaster don't crack.
See, but I'm surprised. But you do. You have smoked.
Yes.
And you have drank.
Yes.
So usually that ages you, but you must not get a lot of sun.
Well, I don't. I mean, I never really drink to excess. And I, as much as I mean, I did smoke, but I didn't smoke to excess, you know? I mean, I had my limits for
myself.
Well,
usually that smoking and drinking, and then you throw in sun, that usually ages the hell out of you.
I don't get any sun.
And the sun thanks you.
I live like a vampire as much as humanly possible. When the sun beats in on the window of the car while you're driving and your driver arm starts to like crisp,
yeah.
I can actually hear it crisping. Yeah. I mean, I don't...
It smells like bacon.
Yeah, and I'm like, is somebody making a bacon sandwich? Oh, God damn it, it's me.
Well, you're well preserved. I'm sure you'll be fine.
I wear sunscreen in the car.
All right, that's just fucking ridiculous.
I have to.
It's ridiculous.
I burn in the car.
So wear fucking long sleeves, stupid.
Because it's hot. I have to... I have to lube up with sunscreen before I drive
There's
places.
An image for the kids.
It's so sad.
So what's Trucker Tom's deal? Is it with the, more with the physical therapy or?
No, Trucker Tom has had some kind of nasty test and
a nasty test. What was it? Calculus?
No, it involved let's see, the way he described it. They gave him a local anesthetic, and he still felt stuff, and that made him like leap off the damn table.
Well, now you know how you tell when you tell a woman the first time you try anal with her, it's not going to hurt, and then she scooches away. Tom, same fucking thing. Don't be a baby. Be a little sympathetic next time you try that shit.
He said they gave him a needle the diameter of a coffee straw and injected him with dye. It didn't sound good. It didn't sound like a hot time. So
they were probably, if they're injecting dye, they probably want to see how things are flowing in him too.
Yeah. So Tom and I apparently have flow problems. We have problems.
Should I
do
you
have problems with your flow too?
Do you both need some Flomax?
I guess so. I don't know, but they're checking him out painfully, and they're checking me out non-painfully, but for. In a way that I thought, wow, she's very courteous, but I'm like, who is the baby that complained about this test?
Because
you could have the thing that Tom had, and then I'd like to see your ass.
Yeah, but no, don't bitch when, like, the nurse has good bedside manner.
No, I'm not bitching about it.
I feel a little bitching.
No, I'm bitching about the other people. Like, who the hell complained at you?
Yeah, you're
perfect.
Yeah, but people have different sensitivities.
I can't, if a butterfly landed on their finger and they said, ow, that's kind of what I would imagine. There's the sensitivity of the person that she had to develop this shtick for. Because, oh my God, this was so nothing.
I got to call my mom tomorrow before she goes under on Thursday, because I won't be around tomorrow night.
Oh, well, you'll need the list. Well, this is the book, though. The book is great because it's like, this is where the important papers are. These are my wishes. Here's my,
Where is this book?
I bought it online.
You must send me this link. I know now what to get my mother for Mother's Day. I kid you not.
Totally.
I mean,
totally.
If she survives Thursday.
No, but, yes, she will. But, no, totally, she would love it. It's
well,
like this. No, it's a book for practical old people.
Here's the thing about my mom. You know how some people like smile and you can't tell if they really don't like something? That's not my mom.
She'll let you know. Oh, my mother was the same way.
Makes a face like, oh, thank you.
Oh, it was miserable giving my mother gifts.
I mean, just give her cash. That's what she wants. Just cash. I'm not kidding. I've said it before. Just give her cash.
Oh, really?
Well, they have like a nice outside garden. So for a while, for like Mother's Day, the thing would be like a nice plant. An annual that comes back?
Yeah. No, perennial comes back.
We get her a perennial. I always get those confused. Get her a perennial for a couple of years. Then she started making the face. All right. We thought you liked plants. It's fucking Mother's Day. What do I got to spend hundreds of dollars on Mother's Day for?
But that is kind of a traditional Mother's Day. Unless your mother has specifically said, I'm talking about everybody out there. Unless your mother has specifically said, I hate fucking plants, don't you dare.
But they like plants.
Plants.
They have the nice plants. Oh, when you come over, oh, look at the plants. Look how well they're doing. I thought she liked it because it gave my, she meant she had to tell my father to do something. Which,
It's the perfect gift.
So I thought.
You, over there, remember to water the plant.
No,
oh,
but
I'm
he
so
has
so
to plant
happy.
It. And every, yes, I mean.
I'm so happy
exactly.
Now.
It stops him from sitting around being happy.
I got to boss him around, and I get to look at something pretty. It's the perfect gift.
That's everything an old wife wants.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
But apparently, nay. So I will get this book. I think last year, I think what we get her last year, because she likes Hillary Clinton. I know some of our listeners don't, but whatever.
No.
She likes Hillary. What are you going to do? I think I think we got her one of the books on CD of Hillary.
Okay. So, I mean, that's what she likes. No judgment
here. I don't even know what she likes. I don't know. Cash. I'm not kidding. Cash. And, like, what she doesn't understand is, like, in our family, it's like, we don't even give a shit about gifts. Because if we want something, we'll buy it. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, hey, I want Aerosmith sneakers. Okay, I'm going to buy Aerosmith sneakers. That's what's going to happen with that. Oh, look. Oh, I'm in Best Buy and they're getting rid of a bunch of CDs. All right, I'm going to load up on CDs. That's how shit works.
I know. That's...
If somebody wants something in the house, we just get it. Because we have money. And if you don't have to do anything big for the holidays.
Yeah, no. I know.
Because we're adults, two of us.
Right, right. So, well, same here. I mean, what Mr. Hillux and I do is... before we both have end of the year birthdays, and so the end of Christmas comes. So it's like, so we send each other emails, and the subject is hint, hint. send each other a link to what we would buy ourselves.
All right. That's
and
nice.
So that,
good.
Yeah. And so it's like, that's so easy. So it's like onto Amazon. There's the book he wants. Bing. You know?
Yeah. You know, hey, there was a book I want. Aerosmith. There's a new book about Aerosmith and Run DMC, how they made Walk This Way.
Oh.
I'm reading
a whole
that.
Book about it?
A whole book about it. It gives you the history of rap and everything. It's really interesting.
Okay. So it sort of like leads up to the how this was.
Yeah.
It was a big moment.
It leads up to it. Tells you where rap came from. Tells you that where Aerosmith came from. Takes you through that journey and everything and how they were on the balls of their ass.
Yeah.
Came back. So I'm reading. It's a good book. You know what? No reason to wait. I bought book.
Yeah.
I waited for a good price, $18, bought book.
It's so funny that you brought that up because Tom said, just apropos of nothing, but it's like you guys are on a psychic link or something. He said, speaking of things involving books, did anyone else watch The Dirt, the Motley Crue biopic?
Well, I will. I've not gotten to it yet. I heard it's like really campy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I really enjoyed Bohemian Rhapsody, so I probably would have liked something a little bit more in that vein.
Okay.
But if I know going in that it's going to be campy and schlocky, I'll give it the hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have not watched it yet. I look forward to that. You know, because the USB, I don't know, you plug it in, you get all the channels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say Fire Stick.
Yeah.
It's is that it?
Yeah, yeah. So we got that. So I'll get to that.
All right.
There's a whole bunch of things I want to watch. What was the last thing I watched? Oh, I watched, I guess it was like from 1988. It was an Oliver Stone film starring Eric Bogosian and had Alec Baldwin in it. Talk radio.
Oh,
did you ever? It was pretty good.
I've never seen that. That sounds good.
And it's funny because a lot of the issues they were talking about, like this is like 1988, it's still shit we're talking about.
Oh, Jesus.
Still shit we're fighting about. But it was really good. You know, it's dark.
Yeah.
But because it's an Oliver Stone movie.
Of course.
But it's pretty good. So, and that's on Encore right now.
There aren't any animated singing chipmunks in that?
No.
Oh, okay.
So if anybody gets a chance, anybody has Encore or you could just get them, I'm sure, for free somewhere. Check that out. Talk radio. It was a good movie. But yes, Tom, I will get to The Dirt. But tomorrow, I'm seeing Kiss. So next week, I'll have a Kiss review.
Oh, wow. Cool. Where are they playing?
They are playing at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow. That'll be great.
Yeah, I've seen them there before. I haven't seen them since 2003. Mm-hmm. I've said it before when they were with Aerosmith, and I was not impressed.
Oh.
So I am hope. But this show is supposed to be good, bigger, better, kissier. So that'll be good. So there'll be a Kiss review.
All right.
Tom, did Tom like The Dirt? I assume he's seeing it. Is he bringing it?
He said it's so good.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you're a Crew fan.
Well, I imagine it wouldn't be as good if you're not. I don't think it's the type of movie you hate watch. I mean, there's a lot of things I hate watch.
There are things that I have hate watched, but I think that's a really funny term.
It is. I don't think I would hate watch. Yeah, I'll check it out.
I am not a huge fan of theirs, but but if it was on, I would sit through it.
People say it's like very 80s-ish. It's bringing you back to that time.
And that's okay. I mean,
yeah.
I find it interesting. I am a sucker for all rock star stories.
Yeah.
I might not like what I see.
The book, which I read years ago and I still have, tremendous book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tremendous book, The Dirt.
So. He said that still ties in. Doc McGee managed both bands.
Which bands?
The Crew and Kiss, I guess.
Oh, okay. Did he? I didn't know he managed Kiss. I don't remember that. I've read one of Gene Simmons' books. I have it. Managed Bon Jovi. Doc McGee was a big deal.
Yeah, he was. I mean, even I know that name. So
look at Tom. See, now I'm bringing it all together. Tom's tying it all together. Didn't want to take us on a tangent. Doc McGee. It's like 7 degrees of Doc McGee.
He knows how this shit works.
Somebody does.
I know.
I most surely don't.
Somebody's trying to rein us in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you,
definitely,
Tom.
Pip. I want that link.
Okay.
To that book.
Yeah. No.
Because it's a very morbid gift, but it will save time.
I think that it is a great idea because.
Happy Mother's Day when you die.
I want to know where the shit is.
No, because she wants me to know where the shit
is.
It's a honeydew list for the dead.
Yes.
Or not the dead, but the left behind.
The planning on dying some day.
It's a honeydew list for the aggrieved.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. I mean, and it's practical. Look, some people are just like, no, can't think about it. Never happening to me. And I'm just like, more practical. Like, I'm going to go.
I feel like my mother's been thinking about it for 40 years. I'm not kidding. Like, I feel, no, seriously, I feel like she's been looking at it for 40 years, whereas I'm like, I'm 44. I'm like, I feel fucking great.
I know, right?
No, I'm like, I still look like mid to late 30s-ish.
Yeah.
I feel fucking good. I know I'm aging. I feel good. I'm lifting weights. I don't like doing it, but I'm like doing cardio. I like that even less.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I'm like, I feel fucking good. Let's play some ball. Let's go.
Let's go.
Meanwhile, the clock is clearly ticking, but I don't feel that way.
I mean, the clock is ticking for us all, but the thing is, it's like, what is on your mind? I just thought about it, not because I'm waiting for my impending death or I think that it's soon, but I think that having been through so many family members dying and being stuck to pick up the pieces, it's like, I would like to know where you hide your shit. Where is your stuff? What am I supposed to know about?
It's just.
Do you have an insurance policy?
It's going to be like a goddamn fucking treasure hunt.
Did you pay for a plot?
You know what sucks? Telling people what to do when you're alive. You know what sucks more? Telling people what to do when you're fucking dead.
It's difficult. You know?
Because I have, like, no plans. Like, hey, when I'm dead, figure it out, fuckers. Peace out.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm
done. Yeah.
I don't care. No. I'm not floating above you, looking down, going, oh, my God, I can't believe they bought that casket.
Oh, I'm floating above you. I knew it.
Aha! Aha!
You know what you're doing, you filthy little animal? Seeing those things. Terrible.
I would like, first of all, I think that everyone should have the moment, whether it's good or bad, I think everyone should have the moment where they hear what everybody would say about them when they're dead while they're still alive.
That's
to enjoy
a nice
it.
Thing, but I don't want to be hurt.
I know.
No, it's a very nice thing.
I think it would be like everybody should have like one of those zero at the end age parties and let people have a wake for you. And
but really,
say,
how honest would it be?
You know what? They're not going to say the shit that they would say, you know, but people don't say that at those wakes anyway when they get up and talk. That what a son of a bitch he was. They say nice things. I want all the pews mic'd.
So would you? Will I be getting a speaking part? If I'm still alive and we still know each other, will I be getting a speaking part at your funeral?
I'm not going to be arranging that shit. Somebody
really?
Else has to figure it out.
Really? Now I feel like I would not get a speaking part.
Oh, I think
I feel like only you know how important I am to you.
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like I'm wardened off from the rest of the important people in your life. Rightfully so. I'm not saying it's a poor decision in any way. I agree with your decision. But I feel like no one knows how much I mean to you.
No, I think that they'd be afraid that you'd roast me.
Right. But at least be fun. At least be fun.
Remember how well that went over at your wedding?
Yeah, but you're dead, so you can't run out of the room. And if you do run out of the room, I'll be fucking hailed a miracle worker, and I'll be kissing my ass.
They'll be like, look, the dead has arisen.
Yeah, listen, please. I will be the talk of the thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a roast. I'll say nice things. I'll say funny things. I'll say nice, but you know what? Who else is going to say something funny?
No,
you're
yeah,
the funny one amongst
would.
Your friends. Let's be honest. We're gonna. You're gonna need a ringer.
I mean, not to say that my friends aren't funny.
I understand, but you're the funny one of your friends, and yet not on this show. So
yeah,
funny for civilians,
but not for comedians. I know.
Right. So that's why you bring in your pal.
I know. Is it something that you want funny?
Yeah, because at least when you watch it on TV, you don't even have to be as good as you normally would. It's like you just can be a humorist. I don't have to be a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
I just have a touching story.
Yeah.
A funny story.
Not a story where you touch yourself.
No, but like a touching story. How Pip left her some of her slumgullion at the house. Follow Pip on Facebook. No,
yes.
But I feel like I should have some. I feel like I've walked you through the valley of the shadow of doubt. Or death.
Death.
No, I haven't walked you through death. I've walked you through doubt.
Yeah, not through death.
Not
but
through
this
death.
Would be with the death moment.
Yeah, but I feel like I've been there for some of those hard times.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Yeah. I feel like I should get a speaking part. I'm campaigning.
All right, I'm gonna have to get to that part of the book.
Well, all right, so I'll order you a book and my mom a book.
Oh, I have the book. Okay, I'm starting to fill
bitch.
It in. Oh, yeah, no. Look, when my dad died, I'm like, where is shit? When my mom died, I was like, okay, now both of them are gone. What do I do? Then when my husband's mother died, we're like, oh, where is shit? I mean, it's just like people keep dying. And where is shit?
I want to make it a treasure hunt.
Even that would be more fun.
Sure.
But there's stupid stuff like people put things in safe deposit boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And then nobody can get in it but them, and they happen to be dead.
My mom's a safe deposit box person.
Well, put your name on it because nobody's going to be able to get in it.
Here's the thing. She tells me, and I tune it out.
Do you know how much pain it's going to cause if something should happen?
Here's the problem with my
mom. They're both gone.
Here's the problem with my mom. I've talked about this before. A lot of women have a certain way of talking.
Yes.
Which you do not. You're better at it now. You're better at it now.
Thank goodness.
No, you're better at it now. So, I mean, sometimes. But there was a reason why you had a theme song for a while, which I haven't played in a while. Women have a certain way of talking where there's a lot of preamble.
Yes.
You know. I want to talk to you. Well, we're on the phone. You don't have to tell me you want to talk to you. That's why you called.
We're already here.
I didn't think you called me on the phone to play charades. I mean, I'm assuming you want to talk to me.
That's why I called you earlier.
Right. Or... Like, are you available? I want to call you on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Well, why can't you tell me now?
Why to bet now?
Exactly. Right. So there's a lot of that. Or I was watching on the TV, or I saw on the news.
So much extraneous detail.
Right. Which always makes me glaze over. So I am a horrible human being. I understand it. But I immediately tune out. So to have this written down.
Would be just a big, it would be a gift for her to get off her mind and a gift for you. Because I always think this is the worst possible time to be doing that treasure hunt from hell.
Yeah, you're not thinking straight.
You're not thinking straight. You're verklempt, and for every logical reason in the world, you should be. But now you have to like do all these important things.
Right? I like this a lot.
Yeah, I think it's the most awesome thing.
You shall send me this link.
I shall.
And then we shall try to get them as sponsors.
Yes, it's like
I because. Like this. But my mom talks the way a lot of women do. I hate to say it. I mean, it's a terrible, but I mean, I just don't have the attention span for it.
I know.
I don't have the patience. I'm very impatient.
I feel
like Joe and I have groomed you. No, I feel like we have. You get to the point better for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, there was a while. It's not right for the way we, Joe and I are very fast.
Well, I know. And, I mean, I've made a conscious effort to do that. Because I realized...
And you know what? You know what? I believe a thank you note from Mr. Helix is in order. That's what I... Again, you know, he's going to have the opportunity. We're going to be in Vegas. But I expect him to pull me aside and go, thank you. I expect that.
No, you know what? He is a storyteller in the same way that
Oh, good God. I'm going to have to listen to two of you?
Yeah. We both take a while.
I'm going to be giving you a look like, can you get speed him along?
No. There's no way. And... When we're together, I'm sure, like, a car ride with the two of us, if you were just a fly on the wall.
What? We've driven together, the four of us.
Yeah. He tends to pipe down when there's more people around. But
Not around me.
No, he trusts you. But, I mean,
I'm not going to touch him in the naughty place?
No. I mean, like, when people are new or if there's too many people.
I get it. It's overwhelming.
Shy. It's
overwhelming.
Too much.
I get it.
But
he knows the cast of characters going to Vegas, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And but I mean, when we're alone in the car, the way we ramble back and forth, you would go absolutely insane.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I mean, we make an effort for other people, but when we're alone,
oh good God,
there's no stone unturned.
So Joe's and I, and Joe and I's training of you, molding you, only works here.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like you'd be a better stand-up now because of it.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
There's certainly a lot of editing. Like, there's a lot. You have to think fast on this show if you want to say anything.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And there is no tolerance for something that is only mildly amusing. Although you were very kind to me and Joe because you will laugh. You're an easy. You're very giving as far as laughing.
Well, I think you guys are really funny. Number one, but number two, I like to be amused. I mean, it's a good feeling.
And yet you come here.
But also, I have a strange mind, and sometimes it's just the tone of voice, or it is the way two things match up in my head, and it sets me up. You've seen me go bananas over something that's...
No,
like,
you never. It's like part three of the show doesn't happen weekly.
I know. And I lose my marbles.
Yes, because, you do.
But, well, some of that is tired. When the tired kicks
in,
I go.
But you're sleeping well now, so.
Yeah, pretty much. Although I am more prone to be a night owl. So if I start going down the YouTube wormhole and watching things, I get sucked in pretty easy. And I'll be up until like 3 in the morning and go, oh, my God. Like, what, Mr. Hillings went to bed hours ago. What am I doing? But I'll make myself get up when he gets up in the morning just so that I stay on it. And I'll pay. I'll be tired. But and sometimes I do cave and I'll take a nap. But I do try.
The unemployed life. It's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. But I try to, get up in the morning.
You're slipping into senior citizen life very nicely.
Oh, it would be so easy to do. It would be so
easy.
Put
you in a nice home. You already got the sweater.
Are you making fun of my cardigan, man?
I'm fucking calling it what it is. It's an old person sweater.
Oh, man, I love this sweater.
Listen, you can love it, oldie.
I know. It's a really pretty green. And it's comfy.
So the other day, I'm going to change the subject on that.
You don't want to talk endlessly about my cardigan?
No, I don't. We can if you'd like, we can take a picture and we can post it. We can do that. But
yeah,
I'm not going to do radio about your fucking sweater.
I would really like them to just imagine it. Theater of the mind.
Unless it says Platsky, I'm not interested.
Does not.
No, then I'm not interested. So the other day, I arrive at a restaurant before they open up.
Right.
Because I had a meeting, and they let me in. So I had to run out to my car, and as I'm walking out, someone is walking in.
Yeah.
He's very short. So short that when I open the door for him, like, I hold it so he can walk under my arm.
Oh, my God.
Right. You know, that's something tall people do.
Yeah.
That's not something people like me do.
No, I mean,
there's not that many people that can walk nicely underneath my arm that are adults.
You are moderately sized. This guy must be bite-sized.
Moderately sized. Thank you.
Well, I mean, you're no NBA player. I'm just saying.
Well, I could be. I could be Spud Webb. I could be that NBA player.
I don't even know what that is. It's just by the name
two.
Spud.
I could be Spud Webb or Muggsy Bogues. Those would be the two NBA players I could be.
Okay.
But as far as the history of the league, not too many of them would I be.
Right. Okay.
No,
yeah.
I'm not a tall person.
No, you're not Larry Bird.
I'm not even average size. I'm below average in height.
Are you?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I will take your word for that.
I don't brag about it.
I am in the smaller category myself, so I look up to everybody.
Yeah. Well, you should.
When there are women that are smaller than me, I look down and I go, oh my God, how short are you?
The good thing for me has not really hurt me with the ladies historically.
No, great.
Well, no, I mean, like, because a lot of ladies like to date taller guys, but I've gotten women that are much taller than me.
Good for you.
I guess this must be that confidence or bullshit I'm slinging. Anyway, that's not the point.
I think it's the giant dick.
Yes, well, I pole vault with it when I meet them. I go, hello! And I pole vault with my cock across the room. And then they're just mesmerized and away we go.
Let me tell you, that was pretty impressive stuff the first time I saw you.
I'm like an Easter bunny, but without the hippity hops, the hippity cocks.
Hippity cocks. Hippity cockity Easter's on its way.
Sure. Give you a little treat. Roll around in the fake grass if you'd like.
That's a look.
So I'm waiting and the owner comes in. And apparently, this guy's like the new hire for busboy.
Oh, okay.
So the owner comes in and he goes into the kitchen, and he sees this guy, and he comes out in front of the restaurant, and he goes off on one of the girls that works. He goes, "What the fuck is this?"
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. Oh my God!
Is this a fucking circus?
No.
Yes.
No. What a dick! Really?
Would I bring it up if it wasn't an exceptional story? I'm not bringing green sweater stories to the show, babe. Uh-oh, glasses off early in part one of the show.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a hell of a slumgullion for Pip tonight.
I can't believe he said that, and the guy can hear him?
I don't know.
Oh, God, how awful.
What the fuck
is this?
It's like, did anybody see this guy before we hired him? And
how
I don't know. I don't know if the little guy can hear. Because if he can, this is awful. Because this is the first day, apparently.
First day, and he's yelling at Bite Size. I can't believe it. Oh my God!
And I'm thinking, I go, well, this is, you know, I'm like, this is just for the busboy. I mean, do the busboys have to reach shit on the top shelf? The tables are fairly table sized.
Yeah, was there a line by the sink? You have to be this high to work this machinery? I mean, what's the difference? I mean, unless there literally is a physical, like, way that you stack the crates of dishes into the machine or something that he can't physically do. What's the problem?
Well, I mean, I guess, I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but I guess because, listen, I mean, the places want people to have a certain look, I guess.
Oh, what's the matter with the busboy looks like? For the love of God. What is this, a circus?
That's what he said.
What an asshole. Oh, my God. What a sizist asshole.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like.
Because we talk about how often appearance matters on the show. We talk about it a lot.
I know.
And I wonder how my lack of stature has affected me.
Well, I mean, in what possible way could it?
I don't know. Maybe clubs think that, you know, you need to have a certain stage presence, height to you and everything. Like, I think I have a stage presence. I think I play bigger than I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, some people, maybe they have a thing.
No, I mean, presence has a lot to do with it. For comedians, unless they're making it a part of the act, I don't think. And
most short comics do.
And they do. But I mean, that funny's funny. It doesn't matter what size it's coming out
of. Yeah, but cleaning a table's cleaning a table, you would think.
Yeah. So it's like, what's the big deal? If he can reach the table, then what's the difference? If he can carry the bucket of dishes, who fucking cares what size he is? I mean, if he's a little person, I don't know.
No,
if
he wasn't
was
a little person.
At 5 foot and under is considered a little person.
No, it's not 5 foot and under. It's it's like four. No, it's like 4'9", 4'8", 4'7".
It's lower than that?
Yeah.
Let me Google what's considered a little
person.
It's not 5 feet. I don't know.
It's not 5 feet.
But I mean, it was.
I mean, this guy might have been 5 feet. He might have been 4'10". Like I thought he was. I thought. You know, I thought it was a host I had just hired because I just hired a little person.
Oh,
not
wow.
A little person, but like a shorter person.
This is bad because I started typing it into Google and it pops up. You know, it figures out what it thinks that you're typing. And I said, "What size is considered a?" And it said midget. And I'm like, "No,
yes!
Little person.
No, no,
little person."
Listen, we're trying to work for speed here. We don't need that political correctness.
Okay,
you're just talking about whiny people, and I said Jews. I mean, we lost that shit in the first 10 minutes of the show.
We did. You did. Little people of America defines dwarfism as a medical or genetic condition that usually results in an adult the height of 4'10" or shorter.
So I was right.
Okay, so yeah, you are.
So I don't think he was that.
So, okay, so he's, because I was thinking that's going to be a problem with, you know, ADA. You can't.
Well, I mean, I wonder, is a busboy really going to, like, press charges? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if he would
know. I was
know.
Just like, wow, that's really it's really abrupt.
Ah, we're talking about size, and Trucker Tom posts a picture of you, him, and Joe, and he goes, we're talking about size references.
No, I know. That's fine. Yeah, but I mean, Joe's not a giant. Joe's
no, he's not.
What's Joe, probably 5'10"?
I don't.
Six? Yeah, I don't think he's 6.
That's not what I'm measuring when he's here.
Okay. It's good to know.
I'm sorry, Joe's girl. I'm kidding.
She's not measuring that either.
No. Well,
just measuring the nuggets that the doctor went mining for. That's a good one. That's a keeper. Put that on the mantle.
The nuggets.
No, I mean, listen, I mean, we talk about how appearance is important all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a popular conversation,
no.
But the truth is it does matter.
It's true.
So, I mean, I wonder for like such a position like a busboy, how much it fucks up other things.
Well, did you hear any other part of this conversation? How did this turn out?
Well, I didn't stick around. I did what I had to do when I left.
I know. I was just wondering.
Didn't bring it up. Go. That was weird.
I was just wondering if you had, you know, you had more juice about this. But
no, I mean, no. It was quite the explosion, and he's like going off on the ground. And they're like, well, and then I heard somebody say, well, you know, he's just here for a week, like temporary, like to see if he's going to stick or not.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
I'm like, well, why, if, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's very. You feel very comfortable to say that, but
I would
said
not
terrible things.
Yeah, no, I would not.
Just feel... not the way I think, but it was fun. What is this circus? I get it. You have an appearance.
Oh my God!
Well, it's funny. There's 20 more of them out in the little Volkswagen Beetle. Funny you should ask.
Beep beep. You done yet? You know, I mean, honky honky.
I mean, I guess because he's front of the house, but it's just busboy.
Yeah, I can't see how that matters. I mean, like, I'm surprised. I know that they're higher end restaurants and stuff.
It's they a nice want restaurant.
They want a certain look to the servers.
Like
I know of a
place that for 15 years I only saw male waiters and busboys. Just within the past year or so, they hired a female one.
Huh. Interesting.
So, yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, some places get around that by calling them, you know, another name so that they are not getting
concubines.
Discrimination. Whores. No, so that they're not getting discriminated. They're not saying they're discriminating in hiring. But there's certain other jobs. I mean, like, not every job is equal opportunity. You can't just walk up and say, I want to be a model. Go fuck yourself. But certainly.
I want to be a model.
Go pinky, fuck yourself.
Pinky toe model.
Pinky toe, yes.
Very, very specific, very niche.
Yeah, my pinky toe is crookedy, and the meat on the bottom of it comes to a point.
Nobody's asking for you to be it. Nobody wants to see your dogs. I'm talking about mine.
Yeah, nobody. Well, yours are so perfect.
Of course. I wouldn't bring it up if they were not.
Oh, yeah.
They're adorable.
You know that's a danger zone here.
They're adorable, my little pinky toe. It's my defining quality.
Piggies.
But, like, if I was going to be going on a dating website,
yes.
Like on Tinder or something, my picture would be my pinky toe. That's what it would be.
And they'd be like,
little mystery.
They're like, oh, my God, it has a nail on it. Oh, God, that's his toe.
Who said it has a nail on it? Naked pinky toe. Nail free.
Tom says he wants to be a runway model at Teterboro.
look at Tom going with the local airport.
I know. Thanks for the local reference.
Tom apparently does not trust us to get his airport.
I know. We would have no idea what he's talking about. Thank you.
He's absolutely right. So I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that really is interesting and
disturbing.
Disturbing. I'm.
What is this? A fucking circus?
Well, he's not juggling the plates, is he?
That would be fantastic. Imagine he did. Well, funny that you bring it up, but he starts like juggling glasses and shit. Yeah. You're hired. I like this.
Yeah, I mean, it might not be appropriate at this restaurant, but you certainly do have a skill.
It's appropriate at the Ground Round.
Yeah. Are there Ground Rounds still?
I don't know. There is one more Blockbuster.
Blockbuster?
One more.
Oh, there's one. Yes, there's one left. Yes. I heard about that.
So this conversation. So Friday night. Not that I want to get that political. So so the Mueller report was presented to the Attorney General
on a Friday.
You read into that?
I do.
What do you read into that?
Well, because usually they dump news that they want to not be headline news on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, but they've been saying that for like 2 years in this administration. Shit always happens on Friday. Usually it was like people are getting fired on Friday.
Yeah.
So I don't put anything into that. Whatever. But it was interesting. So it came out, and nobody's seen the report. Still nobody's seen the report.
Right.
And they said no new indictments that came out.
Right.
So everybody was jumping to the conclusions.
Reading into it.
And I just commented that it's like it's funny how many experts we have and nobody has seen has seen the thing. That's all I put on Facebook.
Yes.
I really haven't said much about it at all because you know what? I haven't fucking seen the thing.
Right.
So I'm sitting at home on Friday night, and I get a Facebook message.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, "The countdown to Robert Mueller being hated by the left begins in 3, 2, 1."
Okay.
First of all, that has not happened.
No.
But that's what he said. That he had posted it on Facebook, and then he sends me, and I didn't comment on it, and then he sends me a message.
Are you not disclosing who this was? This is just like a Facebook friend.
It's a comic, but okay. It's a private conversation.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't on Facebook.
I was just trying to think, is this Joe talking to you? Or
no,
somebody?
I would say Joe.
I know, but I just thought maybe I missed it. Okay. Yeah.
So I go, so does that mean the right will love him? Is it no longer 13 angry Democrats? Is Mueller no longer conflicted? And by the way, President Trump said he acted honorably.
Oh, boy.
But that was the other day. I go, my guess is Trump and Junior and crew did a lot of dirty stuff. Mueller, for some reason, never asked Trump to meet with him. That's true. They never had that face-to-face. He probably could never find the thing that could lead to a conviction. We'll probably never know what really happened because before Comey, DOJ policy was not to speak unless there was an indictment. Comey spoke twice without indictments, and we saw what a shit show that caused.
Ugh.
I think it's naive to think that Trump did not at least entertain working with Russia. No innocent person behaves the way he has. However, Mueller couldn't get the got you moment, so Trump and co. lived to fight another day. Still, the Mueller investigation was worth it. 34 indictments is a lot. Dirty people are getting what they deserve. If Trump was truly about law and order, he'd be pleased. He's not, so it goes until the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, please, you can't let it go. Amazing. Mueller would have found it in 2 years. 34 indictments that have nothing to do with Trump, leave that out.
Why is he attacking
you? Well, first,
you?
First of all, it does, because they were working for Trump and they were denying meetings with Russia during the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that has to do with Trump.
Yeah.
It might not be they spoke to Donald Trump, but, like, these people, it had to do with
they
the
were aware.
It was the inner circle.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, whoa, I'm sitting here. I'm not doing shit. You come to me.
Yeah, he poked you and then said, "Oh, wow, you can't let it go."
This is why I'm bringing it up. I go, the investigation was limited in scope. It is why he's farmed things out. If you were innocent, would you besmirch the people investigating you? I wouldn't. I would say these are the best of the best, and they'll prove my innocence. That's really what I would do.
Yeah.
Like, if I did nothing wrong, and you're Bob Mueller, I'll tell you what. That Bob Mueller, good. I can't wait till this is over. It's hard hurting the country, but I got nothing to hide.
Right.
So I'm glad we got the best of the best. That's how I would do it. That way you're standing behind it, and you're buttering up a little bit, too. I would say these are, yeah. So he goes, it was fanning out to shit that had nothing to do with the initial investigation. They're fishing at this point. Ridiculous. I go, Mike Flynn, Michael Cohen, Gates, Manafort, nothing to do with Trump. They were all in his inner circle. I thought he hires the best guys. Why do all of his intel chiefs say Russia has attacked us and is still attacking us, but the president has not given them orders on how to counter? Those are the people he put in charge saying that. He goes, their charges don't. You're too obsessed. No offense. This is why I'm bringing it up. I'm not bringing it up for the Mueller conversation.
But the what?
I go. Yes, they do. When the GOP, when has the GOP platform ever been soft on Russia? Never until 2016 convention when it was suddenly changed. Listen, you love Trump at this point. In 2015, you thought he was a crazy scumbag, but you hated Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
He did not like Trump at that point.
Okay.
I go 2015. You was more on point. The guy's been dirty his whole life, and we've gone over that again.
Oh, yeah.
Have a chat with John Consoli about it, who we had on the show.
Oh,
John
yes.
Consoli was the guy that was the contractor.
The contractor that got screwed.
And then Joe told us about how his former company had to put special Trump rules in place to make sure they got paid.
Yeah.
So it was the two of them commiserating about the same type of shit.
Right.
So it wasn't one person's story. It was the two of them. Joe, who loves Trump, and Consoli, who does not.
And these were first-person accounts, but, I mean, we've been hearing this in the news as New Yorkers forever.
But I like getting first-person accounts, and neither one of us had any idea about
Joe. Joe was touched by it? No.
No idea.
That was news.
Yeah. He goes, you're obsessed.
You reached out to me, buddy.
Yeah, I go, not at all. You messaged me. I just happen to know what's going down. I wasn't looking to talk about this. And so that was
that. It's sort of like if your ex reaches out to you through social media and then says, "Stop stalking me." You contacted me.
Yeah, it was just really weird.
I'm just kind of, besides getting into the nitty and gritty of, like, the whole investigation.
Which I wasn't bringing it up for that, although we might have to because Joe's not going to get here until 7:45, so I got to fill fucking time because we need Joe for segment two this week, as it turns out. I really didn't want to do all that political shit, but that wasn't why I brought this story up.
No, it's just very particularly strange that he, like, reached out to you and then accused you of being obsessed because you still held to your position based on what happened, not on what your mind reading of what's in the report, because everybody who's doing that mind reading is being a little ridiculous.
And that's another thing I talked about with the blog. Now, I will say this. For President Trump, it's very good that it was said.
Yeah.
That there, and not just for President Trump, for the country, let's be honest about it, that there was no Russian conspiracy between Trump and the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Good news. That's good news for everybody.
Right.
I mean, listen, I don't like President Trump. I think he's a scumbag, and there's other things I could tell you today that would make me think that.
Right.
But as far as an American, it's good to know that our president, our commander-in-chief,
yes,
is not in bed with the enemy. That's good to know.
That is more self-assuring.
Sure. I mean, like I said, there's things I'm curious about still, which I don't understand and I want the answers for.
Mm-hmm.
But as an American, that's good news. Everybody should be happy with that. I understand a lot of people are not, and that's shame on them. Shame on them. I know a lot of people were emotionally attached that this would be the aha moment.
I don't think shame on them for that. I mean,
listen, if you can't look to that as being a good thing.
I mean, it is a good thing. I think that
you got to put country first. Country first.
And I think, though, that people who are disappointed that there wasn't something to say, aha, it's because in their minds, they are putting country first, and they think that he is not a good thing for our country.
Okay, that's fine. But, you know, this is I don't think he's good for our country. But that being said, it's still very good that, allegedly, and I'm only saying allegedly because we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But if to take the words of the report, which we have not seen.
Right.
If he's not in bed with the enemy, that's a good thing, America.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because if he was in bed with the enemy, that's a really, really bad thing.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. I have to interrupt for a second because Trucker Tom said, in another FB group I follow, I gave condolences for his impending suicide by Clinton. Oh, my God.
Mueller?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's twisted, but that's funny.
Okay. A little conspiracy theory.
A little conspiracy humor.
Well, I guess his Mueller's last meal will be at that place where the Pizzagate scandal was.
Oh,
I guess that'll yes. And then I guess he'll be off on a park bench, Trucker Tom. I don't know what to tell you. I know. That's one of the things out there. I got it.
Funny.
But, okay. So then, again, I didn't really. So here's the thing. I don't want to necessarily get into the nitty-gritty, but I do have to fill some time to be completely honest. Everybody is jumping to conclusions, and then people get on me because I don't jump to conclusions.
And
I'm still not. I've been pretty relatively quiet about what I think about all this because, to be honest, I, like you, and everybody, including the President of the United States— and the Congress and the Senate and all of our Facebook pundits and all the pundits on TV. Nobody's seen it. We have not seen one complete sentence. We've seen sentence fragments.
Yes.
Of the Mueller report.
Yeah, right.
And realistically, we're not going to see everything. And I get that. There's intelligence reasons. That's fine. But in order to make an informed decision, I want to see it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stand on a mountain and proclaim, oh, hallelujah, this is great, or this is awful, because I don't know what's in it. I mean, there's questions about the obstruction, you know,
right, right.
How Mueller handled that, how William Barr handled it. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, the right is proclaiming, and Trump is complaining, not complaining, saying completely exonerated. That's
right.
The one thing. That's the right.
That's
and
the
then
phrase.
The left, you have them attacking Attorney General William Barr,
yep.
Like he's a complete political hack, and Trump's Trump's shoeshine guy. That's what you got going
yeah.
on the left, and like I said, and Trump's completely honest, innocent, and did nothing wrong on the right.
Yeah, it's.
I'm not saying any of that shit because I don't know.
I know we don't
and
know.
And see, that's the thing. I blogged about this.
Yeah.
I've done some investigations. They were scammer related,
mm-hmm.
but usually by the time I get called in, and I did a bunch of them, shit had already gone really wrong for other people.
Yes.
And the people were already jumping to conclusions,
mm-hmm.
and they already had their mind made up. I mean, you could go to Ann Jackson as one. You could go to Juliana as another.
Yep.
There was a thing with the Pentagon back mm-hmm. in the day
yep.
with the person working in the Army. There's been there's ones I haven't talked about. I've been called upon to look at a lot of evidence.
Right.
Do a lot of deep diving. Nothing like the Mueller report.
No. But we're talking about as far as scammer things.
I would say I've probably done more investigations than the average person on Facebook.
Yes.
And the average person on TV pontificating, whether left or right.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I'm not talking about the journalists. I'm not talking
no,
about...
No,
I'm not talking.
They would know
right.
more.
I'm not talking about the FBI or the CIA agents who are saying one thing or the other. I'm not talking about them.
And you're saying, and just to be specific, you're saying investigation on the particular topic that you were looking at, not investigations on the president.
Right, just how an investigation
should work.
And how if you really want to get answers and not just get the narrative that you want,
yeah.
how you have to do it. And, you know, there was pressure, you know, to find certain things. And sometimes I found... That was completely opposite. The Avalos thing, you know, a lot of people thought I was nuts with that. I'm actually
mm-hmm.
looking into another military person right now who might be a scammer. I've passed that on. I haven't talked about it on the air because I was asked to keep it quiet. NCIS might be calling me. So
oh,
I'm
my
not,
God.
So I'm not going to be getting into that. So
yeah.
I still get tabbed to do this shit. I just don't talk about it.
Right.
So I think I have a little bit of experience in going, why doesn't everybody just chill the fuck out?
Well, I think that what you were touching on just before is that people have already decided their sides,
right.
clearly, because we're very, you know, one side or the other in general in this country right now. And I think that because people have already, you know, pick their horse. They don't want to hear anything that takes away from their side.
Well, Joe got on me on Friday. He's like, what, you don't speculate like how the Yankees are going to do? I go, here's the thing. First of all, I can see the Yankees.
Yeah, that's different.
There are experts who are seeing the same thing I am seeing, giving their opinion.
Right.
I have seen the Yankees over past years.
Right.
And I've played baseball. So I can make more of an informed decision.
You're privy to all the information.
Well, not all of it, but it's certainly a lot more.
A lot.
I mean, I don't have the breakdown that the managers have of
right.
the performance.
True.
Like, I don't have the detailed stat breakdown that they have, although I could probably get that if I wanted to. But it's something that we're all seeing. None of us have seen anything of this Mueller report but a couple of sentence fragments.
Right.
That's really what it is.
So everybody took it the way they wanted to.
Right. Mm-hmm. On the left and the right. And there mm-hmm. I am. I'm just like, I'm not really going to say shit about this. I mean, in my mind, here's what I think in my mind. I think he did something dirty. I think there was something dirty there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just don't behave that way.
No, he doesn't.
And forget
it. Like you said, he doesn't behave like an innocent man.
And here's the thing that bothers me that nobody can answer. Sensei Fredico is going at me on mm-hmm. this. I go, then why do we have all the intel heads who he put in place? These are all his handpicked people.
Right.
Saying Russia hacked us in 2016, which the Mueller report did say, because Barr put that in there,
mm-hmm.
and President Trump has resisted that. Barr did put that in there. They've continued to we were told they're going to keep on doing it in 2018. They're going to do it in 2020. All this are his people, his intel people
saying that.
This. And I don't think they're partisan. I think they're doing their job. They're trying to protect the country. They say this under oath. So this is all established for all of us to see. This is open testimony.
Even though Trump, while he was standing there next to Putin, saying, well, he told me that they didn't, and I believe him.
Right. So all their testimony, his people, not Obama people, not deep state people, his people are saying, they're still coming at us.
Right.
And then they get asked under oath, well, have you been given a strategy? Has the president told you what he wants done? Are we doing countermeasures? And they go, no, we've been given no strategy. So that's my question.
Yeah.
You know this is coming. Your brand is strength. You say time and time again your job is to protect America. Well, there's more to protecting America besides a wall. So if there's nothing there, if he's completely innocent, why don't we have that strategy? Nobody can give me that answer. So that's why I want to see the Mueller report.
Yeah.
And just because he didn't collude doesn't mean he's not compromised. I mean, are those business deals in there?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, maybe he owes somebody something. It's not collusion, not actively colluding, but it could explain something. And again, that stuff might not be in there.
Right.
It could be clean as a whistle, in which case a lot of people are going to have to eat crow. And,
right.
And, you know, President Trump, as we've already seen, is not going to let them forget that.
Right?
But that's
no.
fine. We know this guy. That's fine.
There's going to have to be a lot of apologies issued is what
but
I saw.
But I get kind of attacked for, like, holding my fire.
Well, I think that some of that is coming from because they already believe what they believe about what's in there. But I mean, I'm not like, oh my God, there has to be. No, I don't know what's
I was
going
surprised,
in there.
But I'm not surprised at the document. I'm not surprised about William Barr.
Yeah, well, I was surprised that they said that there wouldn't be any further indictments.
That was surprising because there were some things left out there.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's other things going on, other districts. But as far as the Russian collusion, conspiracy, whatever you want, the fact that there's no further indictment again, I'd like to see reason why.
I would like to see.
But I get that. I get why Trump fans and really why Trump fans would celebrate that. I get that. But I'm just like, why don't we all just take a breath? But we can't do that. Because
no.
I'll give you an example. I put this in my blog. Remember when the internet became a thing? You know, after Al Gore invented it?
Yeah. Yes, I was there the day that he invented it. I thought it
you
was really
You were his inspiration.
Bright. Well, he called me when it was on the throwaway and talked to me about it.
Oh, good.
I thought it was great.
It's nice. Yeah, he's a big fan of yours. But when we first all got internet, we had dial-up. We were okay with dial-up because information was still at our fingertips. We didn't have to go to the library.
Right.
We could still
this
get
was
our...
This still amazing.
You could download pictures of naked people.
Magic.
It would take a while. Like, it would start with the head, and it would slowly go all the way down. But you were still happy. You could watch, like, short clips. It would buffer
right.
for 5 minutes to watch a 45-second clip. But you were happy. But now, if now we... most people that listen to this show
right.
have high-speed internet. And if we don't have the highest of the high-speed internet, we're throwing shit.
Yes, I
we're
know.
Just so, what the fuck? What, I got to wait 30 seconds to watch this? Who the? Well, I'm going to call the cable company where I'm going to be on hold for 2 hours. But that's what it, we no longer have patience.
Right. No, we don't. But that's what I was getting to, is that if somebody has already decided, this is what they said, no indictment, that means it's all good for Trump, whatever's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people are taking it that way. The people on the right are taking it that way. And you have been a notorious critic, so they're all coming at you to have you say, oh, well, I guess I was wrong.
Well, Joe will talk. Well, we do a political show. I'm like, well, we don't really do a political show, but we talk about politics a lot.
Yeah.
But I go, yeah, Joe, we talk about indictments, mm-hmm. and things he said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't speculate very often.
But we're not making up what's in there, because right. we can't. It's stupid.
Yeah, I don't want to make up shit. So I don't know why people are coming at me like I'm supposed to have this strong opinion. I don't have a strong opinion. Did I initially think that the Mueller report would be more damaging? Yes. That being said, it might be. It might be.
Right.
Or it might not be. But I'm going to, you know what? As long as Mueller was allowed to do what he was supposed to do, and that did come out in the report, and that's by law.
He's unimpeded.
Yeah. So I got no issue with it.
Yeah, it did come out. They said that they give him no problems with his investigation.
So you know what?
Good.
I'm cool. Cool, man. Mueller was the guy.
That's a relief.
That's why I laughed at the right when they would criticize this guy. They used to love this guy. and they're like, oh, the left is going to talk shit about him. Nobody's talking shit about him.
No.
No.
No. I mean,
he did his job. As long as he was unimpeded,
right.
and he was allowed to do his job, I got no issue. Hey, listen, it's better for us as a nation, like I said, if Russia doesn't have a hand in us.
Yeah.
I would still like some answers to my questions, and I think those should be answered. I think that, why did everybody have to lie? That's what they all went to jail for lying to the feds.
Yeah.
That's a crime. Why are you lying?
Why are you
President
lying?
Trump lied.
Yeah.
I mean, they concocted the whole meeting and, you know, on Air Force One, and they lied about how long, you know, they were, he was pursuing the Russia deal. We know all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why all the lies?
Why all the lies? I know the politicians lie all the time.
That's
to
not
us.
An ex- no.
But
it's not, that's lazy. That's lazy.
No, but statistical analysis of how many times he lies is through the roof compared to others.
All right, but say we just would say, okay, Trump lies all the time. Say you're going to do that if you want to.
All right.
And I would. But I know not everybody would. But I would.
Yeah.
Why did all these other people lie? Why did they go to jail for it?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to get in there. I want to see this report. What the fuck happened?
I know. I would really like to know.
Yeah. So, I mean, but yeah. So I just think it's like interesting how everybody is going to the corners. Another thing about this that I find interesting is, so this one Mueller report, which I will stand by as he was unimpeded. I'm not, you know, I'm happy with it. He was, but like this one Mueller report, if you listen to the right, is supposed to be the end of things and victory lap, and how dare the left wing media and the politicians and the liberal snowflakes and all complain about
it. It was a witch hunt all along.
Which it wasn't, because you have people going to jail. But that being said,
right.
So that's one. But we needed 10 fucking Benghazi investigations, and it's still not enough. It's like, come on, man. Why can't we be consistent? Now, the danger for the Democrats is to you know, go out of the Republicans' playbook and beat this to death. I think Nancy Pelosi is a little too smart to do that. I think she's going to pick her spots. But, I mean, it's like, you can't – I mean, they were talking about Benghazi at the 2016 Republican convention.
I know.
It's like you had 10 investigations, 10, and it's still not enough. But it's like
– there were two guys sitting next to me in the hospital, and they had a conversation about this. And they said, oh, well, you know, how much money was spent on it? I had to bite my own
knuckle. They made money on the Mueller trial.
I remember you saying
that. They
made money
on the Mueller investigation
because
Manafort, all that money came back.
But the thing is—
And they had no indictments with 10 Benghazi investigations. Zero.
Well, and I was like, I was biting my knuckle because I'm like, 10 investigations and this one is too much for you.
And this part isn't really about Hillary versus Donald. It's not really about that. It's how this society drives me nuts.
Yes.
Because we can't be morally consistent. And somebody like me has a hard time functioning in it. It's like, because I just want you, listen, if you're going to have morals and you're always consistent with your morals, I might not like them, but I know what I'm getting when I come through it. When people go, well, the economy's good. Well, the economy went from the economy's good under Trump. Yes, yes, it is. But I didn't hear those bouquets at Obama when he took an economy that was off the fucking cliff.
Right.
And brought it back. You go, well, the recovery was slow. Still, whatever. Still a fucking recovery. You know? You didn't hear that. I didn't hear these same people saying how good the economy was under Bill Clinton, which it was. I didn't hear these people turning on George W. Bush when his economy went off the fucking deep end.
True.
It's like, come on, dude. It's not the economy. You're just playing teams.
It's so partisan.
I can't, and I'm having a hard time functioning that. And then when people come at me and go, oh, you're so obsessed. Why are you speculating? It's like, no, dude. I just don't function that way.
I get really upset when everything is so incredibly partisan. I mean, I really, there are people in politics that, in public life, that I just despise, and other people who I try to look at, they say just heinous things. I see things that are just so awful all the time. But we all do. But it's,
oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, no, there are terrible things. But
I get paid for that, though.
No, I don't mean you saying them. I'm talking about politicians.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, like, I say awful things.
Well, for example, I'm very frustrated. Tom was mentioning here that there was some news that broke just before the show started. First of all,
God damn it, I hate when they do that.
Yeah, first of all, AOC's Green New Deal tanks in the Senate.
First of all, real quickly about that. It's not a fucking policy. It's an idea thing. It's like
a resolution.
It's an aspirational thing.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know why it was ever a big deal to begin with. I don't know why it's a big deal. It's a fucking we should all have that. Listen, John Kennedy said we're going to walk on the moon by the end of the decade. It was an aspirational thing,
right? So Space Force was aspirational.
Listen, putting cow farts in there. Yes, scientifically correct. Smartest thing? No, not really. But again, I don't understand why this is a big deal.
But that wasn't news.
No, but she put it in her Green New fucking deal.
No, I know, but it wasn't news to anybody who reads anything about science.
I understand
of
this.
Climate change.
So what the Democrats so this is what I heard with a Democrat talking point. I don't know. I haven't been paying that much attention to it. Was that the Democrats just voted present because they saw this as a ploy by the Republicans to try to divide the Democrats.
Yeah.
So they weren't going to vote on. So if we're going to talk about Congress, Tom, how about Mitch fucking McConnell not putting up the resolution to see the Mueller report, which Congress voted unanimously, Republicans and Democrats, that we should all see it. The president, Donald Trump, said we should all say it. His attorney, Jay Sokolow, I don't want to say it wrong, but I think it's pretty close. It sounds dirty. I'm not trying to be dirty. I don't mean to be disrespectful. Per se. But Jay Sekulow said, we should see. And again, I understand there's things that we're not going to see. Why is Mitch McConnell doing this shit? It just makes it seem like he's hiding shit for the president. That's what it makes it seem. We, as Chuck Grassley, a Republican, so you know it's not a partisan thing, as Chuck Grassley said, the American taxpayers paid for it. They should see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the point.
What Mitch McConnell does, I think he's going to go down as one of the big scumbags in history.
Yes.
Now, I know some people on the right like him and everything, but if you look at a reason why the government is broken, mm-hmm. Mitch, and again, it's not just the Republicans. The Democrats did their shenanigans too.
Sure.
But we're into the Mitch McConnell era. I mean, he just does not want things to work properly. And that's why John McCain voted down the health care bill. It wasn't that he was against necessarily what was in it. He didn't like the process. He didn't like that it was being rammed
through.
That was his thing. And the right criticized the left for the Obamacare ramming through. And we could talk about whether it was rammed through or not. It's not the point. But the point is John McCain did not like where the country was headed with the process.
Right.
So that's what it is. So to make this guy the fucking enemy and everything, you know what? John McCain was right. Our process sucks.
Yeah.
Left and right. They've both done it. And we're all losing.
But
people get caught up in their teams and they don't see that shit. And I don't get caught up in that shit. So to see John McCain chastised for saying, wait a minute, we're fucking doing this wrong. Let's read this. Let's try to get everybody on board. Let's not try to use this loophole to ram it through. Let's be better. Again, it's aspirational. We should be better.
We should be. Well, that was the second part of the news, is that the DOJ ruled that Obamacare is unconstitutional today.
No. Well, that's not exactly correct. Let me. So there was a ruling in Texas, in a Texas court in December, that said the individual mandate was illegal. So therefore, all of Obamacare was illegal.
Okay.
So under Jeff Sessions, the Trump attorney general. Mm-hmm. They really didn't weigh in on it because this is a lawsuit being brought on by 20 states. So traditionally, from what I understand, the federal government stays out of these things.
Okay.
So the DOJ really didn't weigh in on it. Now the DOJ is weighing in on it, mm-hmm. and they're siding with these 20 states, and they want a total repeal of the Affordable Care Act. So, but no, this hasn't happened yet. It's one Texas court weighed in on it. It will now go to the Fifth Circuit. Wow, we are doing a lot of political shit. This is what happens when Joe doesn't show up. Good thing I know what I'm talking about to a degree. So we'll go to the Fifth Circuit, which is the most conservative circuit. But the left feels that the arguments by the opinion and by this Texas judge are so weak that it won't even get that far. And then if the Fifth Circuit upholds it, then it will see if the Supreme Court takes it again. So yes, Tom is kind of right. So yes, there is a new hullabaloo. But the problem mm-hmm. with this is, here's the problem with it. And Joe's been pretty hard against the Republicans when it comes to the healthcare thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing where we've kind of agreed. It's like, so Trump just ran on healthcare for everybody. He just said it in his State of the Union address. You have Republicans in Senate and Congress, many of who were able to hold their seats, say, no, we do want to protect the
ACA.
No, not the ACA.
I'm sorry. The
certain provisions in it.
The pre-existing conditions.
There are
That's
certain,
what we were just talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, there are certain things they want to protect.
Yeah.
And Trump had said he wants to protect. Again, I don't take a word of what Trump
right.
says. But they ran on this, which I thought was hilarious. And some of them were actually in the lawsuit, but I thought it was hilarious. But now what this says and what Trump's DA and the Department of Justice has said is we're going to repeal the whole thing.
The whole thing.
That's a shit show.
Yeah.
That's because, a bad fucking
because
idea.
Because there's no other plan.
And you know, and Trump said that the Republicans will be known as the party of health care. I just don't think anybody believes that.
I don't believe that because...
Well, you don't like them.
Well, no, but I mean, there's 52 million Americans that are dependent on this. We, as an industrialized nation, our health care system is a travesty.
So Trucker Tom leans libertarian, so he doesn't like any of this, which is fine. But but that's fine.
Yeah.
At least I know where he leans. You know, I'm surprised he likes the wall as much as he does, because part of the wall is they're going to be taking private people's property.
Yeah.
Which a libertarian would not like.
Yeah,
but forget what I want to see about. I know Joe's girl. I believe Joe's girl likes President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I know Trucker Tom sides with President Trump more often than not. Forget about what that came out today. Betsy DeVos. This is the thing that had me flipping out. Said the federal government is going to be stopping a lot of the funding for the Special Olympics.
What?
That's the thing. Like. And that's how I go, making America great again. It's like, really? Is that what we're doing? Like, you can't justify that. Meanwhile, she's got like $60 million more in the budget for like charter schools. So I'm kind of interested on what Trucker Tom and Joe's girl, if they're think about that, because I think that's despicable. There's no way. I mean, handicapped people and their families have so much shit going against them. Life is so hard. And you see, we all see the videos of these people participating, how happy they are.
They're happy.
The people that work with them. It's like when the soldier comes home and sees his family.
Yeah.
Or gets reunited with his, like, dog.
It's just a feel-good moment.
And tears of joy. Who the fuck wants to make it harder for them? And they're like, her argument is like, well, I feel it'd be better for philanthropy to do that. You know what? Philanthropy can do, but they're doing other shit.
You know.
As an American... I like that my money's going for some good shit besides tanks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Special Olympics, NPR and PBS.
Well, listen, NPR, I'm with you on NPR, but you'll get the argument from there, well, it's a liberal media thing. But I don't think anybody's thinking handicapped people are right. liberals or conservatives. They're just Americans. They're people. They're citizens. They have right. a rough go of it. Their families have so much shit to go. It's like, you really can't take a vacation if you have a special needs person living with you, or if you, like, not a traditional vacation. There's no time away from your kids, which we all fucking need if you have kids.
That primary caregiving is just endless.
So,
and it's harder.
Why? If you ask me, I would throw money at this shit.
I know.
Give it more. Make life better for them. Why are we picking on the weakest among us?
Right. Is it because there are people that are in our government right now that are just heartless motherfuckers?
So this is the thing.
Heartless.
This is the thing, Trucker Tom and other Trump fans, I would say it to Joe. These are the type of things that make me hate President Trump, because I think he's just a bad dude. Now, this won't pass. The budget won't pass, because there's no way the Congress is going to do it. And I think he's, I think he could get pushback from the Republicans, too, because they got to run.
Well, they're talking about taking money out of Medicare. I mean, that's going to make people insane.
Which Trump promised not to touch also.
I know.
But I think we can all agree. We should fund the Special Olympics.
It's like, really, that's where we have to tighten the...
This is so serious. Belt. I'm not even going to sing to Joe now that he walked in. We're going to forego Sea Monkeys and Jizz.
Oh, come on. And did I go?
Keep it up and I'll sing, motherfucker.
He thinks it's his birthday now.
I want to get Joe's quick take on this, then I want to take a break because I want to do the April Fool's countdown.
Okay.
I had to do a bunch of political shit, which I wasn't planning on doing because I had a fill for you, motherfucker. Okay, so... Here's the thing. Here's what I want to get your opinion on. We're talking about all sorts of things. So it came out right before the show that Betsy DeVos says in the proposed Trump budget, we are no longer going to fund, or we're drastically going to reduce how much federal money goes to the Special Olympics.
We'll see how that works
out.
No,
I just want your gut reaction.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, it's not going to happen because Congress isn't going to let it happen.
Of course.
But would you put out a budget? Joe Curry's president. I've talked about it before. I'd rather have Joe as president than Donald Trump. Joe Curry's president. Are you signing your name to a budget that's going to drastically fund the Special Olympics? Is that what you want with your name?
I don't think it's good optics. I don't think I would.
No, I don't think you would either because you're not that much of a heartless prick. Yeah. I mean, we're all heartless pricks here to a degree, but we found each other, so it works out well. But no, I mean, it's just such a – like I said, I don't think it's a partisan thing. I think as Americans, we Special Olympics is something we feel good about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think most of us go throw more money at it if we
they
could.
They might – you know what, though? If somebody's sitting there and saying, you know, and like I said, you're not behind the – you know, you're not behind closed doors, they might be saying, look, we can cut the budget – there'll be enough donations. You know, traditionally, there's been enough donations to make that up.
No, well, that's what they're saying. Well, she said, well, you know, philanthropy should really take over.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, she wants to add an additional $60 million for charter schools, which is her pet project.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
Well, Tom is saying, I don't like the idea of defunding the Special Olympics for the sole reason that, as someone who's donated time and money, philanthropy can't do it on its own.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. This is what I don't get about this guy. Trump, he just had his fucking biggest political win. So whatever you want, whatever you think about it, right now, he's got the wind at his back.
It's like you're basking for a moment.
Right, he's got the wind at his back. Why are you doing shit like this?
Ugh.
Why are you sending Betsy DeVos out there? Why are you even thinking this is a good idea? There's no constituent that you have. There's very few constituents that you have, President Trump, that are going to go, fuck those retarded kids. Nobody's going to do that.
Yeah.
No.
You know what?
You don't want to be known as a deplorable? You don't do shit like this. It's shit like this that gives people like Hillary Clinton the right to go, well, you're deplorable. It's shit like this.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine there are people sitting around going, you know, if I had my way, the first thing I do, let's go after the cripples.
You got to think of it this way.
If somebody's
telling you, you know, you appoint staff to advise you.
She's part of his cabinet.
Well, you know, so like I said,
she's not just staff.
You know,
she's the equivalent of you on this show. You're part of the cabinet. You're not just staff.
Okay, part of the cabinet. It's the same thing. As part of the cabinet, you know, I'm setting myself up, but it's got to be said. As part of the staff or cabinet of this show, you expect me to give you things or get you, when I give you the clips every week, you're expecting them to be good and at the regular time and stuff like that. That's the job. When I hand you those clips, you have an expectation of them being correct and they can be posted and stuff like that. If DeVos is going to him and going, look, this is the way we have, you know, this is what we have going on. If we cut the funding here, philanthropy will make up the rest of it. It's traditional, you know, they'll do it. Always people like to contribute to that. Having somebody give it to me in that aspect and saying, okay, well, if we can cut it and you feel the philanthropy could make it up, then maybe we can cut that a little bit.
But what we will do is the thing that I really like to do. We're going to throw a lot of money at that in the same fucking budget.
Maybe because they feel the charter school, you know, the charter. And
Dude, you were really working yourself in knots.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to unpack this and go, you know, and be the devil's advocate on this. And
even the devil don't want to advocate for this. The devil goes too much.
But like I'm saying, I'm not. I told
I'll
you
call
before.
Call Larry DeFelice. I swear to God, I will.
I like to say hello. I wonder where the hell he's been. Jesus Christ! But
disappeared.
Nonetheless, yeah,
we lost our God and our little devil.
Make have dinner. Really. I don't know what to say, but nonetheless,
you don't respond.
That's a problem. Yeah, but still, you know, like I said, you asked me what President Curry would do, and I would say I don't think it's good optics if I had that, okay? But thinking...
Well, even if it wasn't optics, is that something you'd feel good about?
To tell you the truth, if I felt that I had an expert telling me that philanthropy will make up the remainder of the money, and traditionally it has, then if I have to cut it back, then you have it. Now, with the charter schools, you know, the charter schools... They're getting a better education.
No, they're not. She's also cutting funding to the public schools and everything and programs to help the kids, which we all say we want our kids to do better. But I didn't want to get into all that because then you could get political with this shit. I didn't want to do that. But listen, Trucker Tom has firsthand knowledge. And listen, Tom is very libertarian. He likes Trump more than not. And Tom's telling you, no, the charity doesn't make up for it. I do the stuff. And I've seen him. He's posted the pictures in the past when he had the truck. He would do those caravans with the
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tom knows better than any of us do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's telling you, it ain't going to fucking make up for it. Charity can only do so much.
Yeah.
At some point, and it feels good as an American for tax dollars to go to shit that isn't partisan. It feels good as an American to go, oh, we're actually doing something positive, where people aren't getting angry at each other for shit, where it doesn't feel all special, interesting, and gross. I mean, this is one of those things.
Part of the thing that what makes the finance of government different than the finance of a company is the company is looking for bottom line, they're looking for profit. That's not what government is supposed to do. Government is also supposed to fund things that are loss leaders,
yes,
but they're good for the people.
Yeah,
and really, you're going to take away from the Special Olympics kids, really?
Honestly, if I was running against him, and many say I should, if I was running against him, that would be one of the fucking things. I mean, there's a whole list of things. I know they don't want to, you know, that's a policy thing.
Yeah.
That's a policy thing. I would go, this is what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is our commander in chief. This is the leader of our country. This is the guy making the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel as an American? And I'll tell you what, like I said, it's not a liberal or conservative thing. It's just a humanity thing. People don't feel good about that shit. If Americans like to pat ourselves on the back and say we're good people, mm-hmm. we do the right thing. Good people want to help out people that are less fortunate.
Right.
Especially this less fortunate. Especially people that have this type of hard life and struggle and their families and the people like Trucker Tom who donate their time and their resources. You don't want to make it harder on them. You want to feel – I'm sure Trucker Tom wants to feel like it's not in vain that people – that there's a bigger hand behind him to guide that he's contributing to a bigger cause.
Well, how much did they give a percentage of what they're cutting?
I think it was like – I'm not sure about this. It can certainly be looked up. Mm-hmm. The number that sticks in my head is like $17 million, which is not a lot of money, and especially when you're paying for a fucking wall, and you just did a tax cut. I mean, you know, again, it's real. You a lot of things with taxes, you are partisan. You can make a partisan argument one way or the other.
Did he have an idea of how much comes in as donations?
Betsy DeVos does not strike me as that deep down.
But that's, you know, but you look at the numbers.
Though. It doesn't matter because they're still gonna. So what? So the donations are supposed to make up $17 million.
$18 million cut.
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good with my numbers.
Do you have an idea how much donations are towards it?
Well, give me what she wants to put for charter schools.
We'll have to find it first. Hang
okay.
on.
All right.
Come on, damn it, let's go.
She's doing fine. You haven't even taken the ad off.
Cut $7 billion for public schools and other programs.
$7 billion for public
schools. And calls for $60 million for charter schools.
So basically the shit that the poor and the misfortunate can get, she wants to get rid of, but her pet project, she wants to fund. Again, President Joe Curry doesn't do that move. I just don't think you would, and I don't think very highly of you, but I don't think you would do that, Joe. I don't think – President Rosenblatt wouldn't do it. President Helix wouldn't do it.
Well, I need to look at the figures. I need to look at the figures.
If you came at me with that, I'd go, get the fuck out of here.
But I would look to look at...
Go take a nap with Ben Carson.
But here's the deal. I think Carson's leaving, too. He said, I think Carson's leaving. Well, I think at the end of the 4 years. I think
okay.
Well, no, he's not really, because somebody misheard him because he was mumbling so much.
Oh, God, he could put a crackhead to sleep. That fucking guy.
I think that's on his business card, Chuck.
It should
it was,
be.
No, Well, you all can't have the energy of the
somebody
president.
Heard him say he was leaving. He was leaving for lunch. That's
listen, Joe. I mean, if you want to be, like I said, leaving. You want to be the devil's advocate for it, that's on you. I would never advocate for
But, you know, you just want to look at the fact, you know, you just want to see the facts and the figures.
So
why
aren't we cutting money to charter schools?
The my thing that sometimes charter schools are doing a better job than the public schools.
What's that have to do with the Special Olympics?
They might feel that they're getting more, that donations would make up for the cut. Like I said, this is, you know, hypothetical.
Aren't charter schools shit that people pay for?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was like a choice people who have money make.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, again, more fortunate getting more stuff, less fortunate getting less stuff. Doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm President Trump, I don't let her speak. I go, get the fuck out of here. Listen, we do some shady shit. We all know this. We're on the same team. We understand what we're doing. Get the fuck. I got to run.
Well,
I got to run in 2 years.
Did they expand on why they were cutting the money to the public schools?
Because she's an evil, evil, soulless
person.
I think that's what the Associated Press said.
I don't think AP would write that.
That's more of a Reuters.
That's headline. CNN, right. A CNN. Oh, shut up. Cut it out. That Communist News Network. Oh. Shut up. But
Communist News Network.
From the guy who defends that we should investigate Saturday Night Live. They're making jokes. I don't like it.
How dare they make jokes?
Right. So can you get that, or should we just take a break and come back with some fun shit?
What were we looking for?
There's no fun tonight.
There's lots of fun tonight. Mm-hmm.
Don't say that. I'm the host. I'll dictate whether it's fun or not.
I think we were looking at why the bang for the buck. Was that what you wanted to
say? It doesn't say why.
But it just, you know, why are they cutting that?
I think that would take me longer to find and read.
Pip had the right answer. Evil fucking whore.
You can't. Look, whether we find the answer or not, there's an answer, and it's not, it's the evil empire.
I said evil whore. I didn't say evil empire.
Evil whore. And I'm not saying,
all right, well, maybe she can't get laid.
But it's
evil.
Curious. You want an answer to why. You want an answer to something. You know, why?
I don't want to be the one who has to give that answer.
I don't understand. No, listen.
Yeah, I mean, look.
If I'm president, you came to me with that, I go, okay, how long for you to collect your shit and get your potted plant? Get the fuck out of
here. Well, the decisions, you know, look, I mean, when I sell my repair parts, okay, Delta won't sell through Brasscraft anymore. I'm losing about $70,000 a quarter. And we found out, because Delta doesn't want Brasscraft to be in that business anymore, blah, blah. So as my numbers fucking tank, at least I know, is Delta evil? Yes,
Did you just compare plumbing parts to people with special needs?
I'm not comparing plumbing parts to special needs. But there is a why are you doing this? What was the reasoning? What was the reasoning for the cut? What was the reasoning for the cut to the public schools? What is the reasoning for the increase to the charter schools? You know,
that's always been her pet thing.
But the thing is, you can't just sit there an armchair quarterback. What was the reason? We could discuss it. We're debating about it. But we're not addressing them.
So if it's not in that fucking article, then she didn't give the reasons.
But it's interesting to know the reasons.
Well, until then, we're going to call her an evil whore.
My rules.
Right. If we get an answer, then I'll retract. Until then, evil whore. You know what? No. Scratch that. Not evil whore. Correction, evil cunt. There you go. I'm going to go there. You fuck with the special needs, I'm going to go evil cunt. I'm going to do it. And Pip's not even going to chastise me for dropping the word. That's how strongly I feel about it. Right, Pip?
Well, I really don't like that woman, so I give a pass.
There you go. That's the official cut monitor.
I think, oh my God. I think Special Olympics is an awesome organization, one that is well supported by philanthropic sector as well, DeVos said. So she said.
Again, charter schools are what people pay for because they want it. So that's supported financially.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. She also had said, this is in the title, we had to make some difficult decisions. So they're making budgeting decisions like, well, we need money for this, so we're going to cut that.
$17 million is nothing in the budget.
No.
$18 million.
And that's okay. And Tom said that he was only able to find the numbers for 2017, but of the 147, pardon me, the 148.7 million given to the Special Olympics, 15.4 million was from federal grants. So I'm not sure how that works in the numbers for 2019, but if in 17, 15.4 million was from federal grants and she wants to cut 18 million.
Yeah, she's basically defunding it.
Yeah, basically.
Which, yes, I guess charities are making up the largest portion of that. But again, as an American, you like to feel good about something that your tax dollars are going to.
Yeah.
I mean, our tax dollars go – most things that are – a lot of things that our tax dollars go to, we can argue about politically one way or the other if you want to draw –
But this is so transparent to be moving the money to your pet project.
Especially on the heels of a tax cut that they couldn't run on. Mm-hmm. And the they didn't run on that shit in 2018. They ran away from that shit in 2018. Yeah. It was not good again. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because I think it's wrong, and I wouldn't do it because politically it's fucking death.
And
if I'm a fucking Democrat running, I run on that. That's one of the things I run on. This is what this administration stands for. How do you feel as an American? And again, it's a uniting thing. All right, let's take a break. Interesting. What a depressing thing. We're going to have fun, though. Mm-hmm. We're going to have fun. We were holding down the fort for Joe to get here. Joe's here now. So on the break, we're going to hear new music from Maisie Bork with Don't Leave Me Without Your Love. It's going to be a short break, and you can learn more about her at deucemusic.com. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I know there's something here just isn't right, but I don't know. Maybe it's just part of life, we grow apart. As I myself, I start to grow, and maybe we'll still make it work. Oh, I know we don't always see eye to eye, and even when it's difficult, I'll always try to be a friend and hold it all together when heartbreak is all that we got. I know I'm mad, but I can't help it, help it. I know I'm messed up, but I just can't stop. I know I'm crazy, 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 but I just can't get enough. So don't leave me without your love.
Don't leave me without your love.